100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby, live in Nashville for Sharla McCoy's Music Row Remotes during CMA Fest week. And our good friend Kylie Morgan is about to walk up.
I missed her, and I know it wasn't that long since we've seen her.
Yeah, we saw you just a couple months ago.
Yeah, was that for CMA?
Girl Night Out.
No. That was, duh.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. I don't know. Look, I'm drunk.
I slept since then.
I'm not drunk.
I hope you're not drunk.
No, I'm not drunk.
I wouldn't judge you, but
that would be a problem. Boy or girl?
A boy. I know.
Why did I know it was a boy?
We probably talked about it last time.
When we saw you.
Because Emily was like, where'd you put him?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've been there.
What's his name?
Colt Lane Schaefer.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I know. It's already, it's coming soon. So I'm so excited
for you.
Thank you.
What did you decorate his nursery?
It's like a little cowboy thing, Western. I do a lot of the browns and the sage.
Will you please
play
my song, I Laid Eight Cowboys, as you
absolutely
picture the nursery? Yeah.
That's what I was singing the entire time decorating.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. That's awesome.
Let's talk about that though. You only date cowboys. How's that going for you?
I mean, I wrote the song with my husband, that worked out.
Right.
Oh, I got the idea for the song actually when, so we have a jet ski and I grew up on the water when I was a kid, and when I moved to Nashville, I would go hike all around the trails around the lake, and I would just see everyone on the water and just have severe FOMO.
Yeah.
And so my dad's in the car business, and one time he exchanged fixing someone's car for a jet ski and gave it to me for my 21st birthday.
Oh, cool. Love.
And so we have this now that I'm able to be on the water, and Jay was backing up the jet ski into the water and did it in one swoop. And I was just like, why is that so hot? A guy that can back up a trailer.
I love it.
And so that's where the line came from of Violent Acres. Yes.
Look, and that's so funny because you'll find out in a minute when we play Burning Questions, one of our questions is what is something non-sexual that, I guess, turns you on?
That's it.
Backing up trucks and jet skis.
Backing up trailers and
so easy about it. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I love it.
I'm like, let's go home.
We don't need to go to
vacation. We don't need to go on the water.
Oh my God. Speaking of your husband, we talked to him the other day and we
were
like,
did you get to meet him?
Yeah. Your wife played our girls' night out. He was like, I know. I want to do the next one. And we were like, okay.
Oh my God.
How fun would it
honestly,
be if he came to the girls' night out?
He would be a perfect candidate.
Yes.
He's such a girl boy, is what I call him.
In a good way.
He hangs out with all the girls and thrives. He has two sisters. So it's he gets it.
Yeah. He was talking about what was his question? The non-sexual turns you on thing.
And
he said something about loyalty. And then he started talking about all these things. And he was talking about you. And I was like, you just reset my bar from here to up here. And
it's almost annoying how great he is.
Yeah.
I
he was hyping
that
me up. He was you deserve the world. And I was like, oh my God.
All his answers were so perfect. I was like,
literally, if you
see what kind of a guy.
Yeah. If you need a hype guy, call Jay.
Oh my God.
He's I wish it was fake too. Because it's just not. He's great.
He's wonderful.
So great.
And you're wonderful. So I see why you guys fit well together.
Thank you.
So y'all ride a lot together then?
We don't need more. Yeah. We know. Everyone's like, how's married life? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I never see him.
So everyone's been like, oh my God, I've met your husband. I'm like, well, tell him I said hi. I'm like, as soon as we get married, we get busier than heck.
Not a bad thing.
But what makes us work too is the fact that we're just as good apart as we are together.
Yeah.
And the reason that I love him so much for many reasons, but I never have to apologize for what I do and how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, I haven't talked to him one time.
Yeah.
And I remember being in a relationship and they were just I had this ex and he was just like, you never call me. You never do this.
I haven't talked to you.
What are you doing? Yeah. Who are you with? And
I
never have to deal with that ever.
Yeah.
And it's just so life changing.
You each have your own thing, but when you're together, you're together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I love it. Great advice too, though.
I love it for you.
I also think that it's about being I'm so independent, and I have this song called Independent with You that I wrote about him, and I have my life, he has his life, and then we have a life together, and I think that's really healthy.
I agree.
All right, real quick. I know you got to go. You have a lot going on, but Burning Questions like we were talking about earlier.
I know. What is the scariest... Oh, my God. What is the scariest DM you've ever gotten?
Oh.
I don't think I can say this on the radio.
Can you do it in a PG version?
Let's just say a man sent me some voice texts that voice were text? Not of his voice.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's the best way you could
just
put that.
Say the block button was immediately hit.
No, like,
immediate block.
Yeah, that was the scariest DM.
That would have scared the you know what.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Wait, is it? I don't know. Woohoo! Oh my God, that's so cute.
Isn't it? Adorable?
It changes Wait, colors too.
It's a great
too.
Idea for merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
might
girl.
Steal it.
You should.
It.
Thanks.
Just
yeah,
let
girl.
Them know off the record.
We love you.
All right, babies.